Hey, 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 God bless you. It is me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted to clear the muddied waters in my marriage and to heal my emotional pain. Then I took my artwork, turned them into products such as t-shirts, as you see, and I wear one just about every day, journals, coloring books, sneakers, cards. Yes, I did all of that. But I no longer declare that I produced power from my pain. If it was not for the Lord, His grace, His mercy, His love, if it was not for the call on my life, I would not even exist today. So therefore, I denounce human resiliency and I declare God resilient. Amen. I am God resilient. God bless you on this day. It is so wonderful to be on this side of glory. Amen. It is so wonderful to be in God's will. It is so wonderful to wake up this morning. It is wonderful to lay down last night. It is wonderful to have peace of mind. It is wonderful that I get brand new mercies with the rising of the sun. It is wonderful that God is forever to be praised. Amen. If you are here with me, just know that we are firing off on all cylinders. We are on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, and we are recording the podcast live. God Resilient with Dr. Letitia Webb. And don't forget that if you want to support me, you can actually subscribe, be a subscriber to the podcast for just $2.99 a month. You will get exclusive content and discounts on products. Amen. And then you can also go to Amazon to purchase one of my coloring books and journals. I would truly, truly appreciate that. God bless you, Rhonda. It is so wonderful to see you this morning. Amen. I am just so good. So, so, so good this morning. I am just working on some things. I am seeing God move in such a powerful way. He is definitely working on the inside of a sister, and I am definitely seeing some of those changes. I just want to remind us that next Wednesday, January 24th, I am hosting the Bounce Back Vision Board Party. It is just $24. We are going to take a look at some of the setbacks from 2023 and really get into a position of how we can put some things in place to actualize the visions that we have for our lives so that we can make a comeback in 2024. If you are interested in attending that hybrid event, is going to be in person as well as online, let me know, sending me an email at info@drleticiaweb.com or put a comment in the chat and I will send you a link to the Eventbrite registration. Amen. It is just $24 and we are going to set up our vision. We're going to have a good time, honey. We are going to have a good time and actualize what we want it. Oh, Rhonda, thank you. It's actually going to be at 6 p.m., 6 to 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday, January 24th, and that is Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Eastern Standard Time at 6 p.m., Wednesday, January 24th, and it is just $24. Amen. So if you are here, you guys know that I love for you to let me know so I can give you some love, blessings, and a shout out. If you are viewing, put, you know, just let me know. Amen. So you guys know exactly what we do. We take a deep dive into praying. Amen. We're going to process the devotional in God Resilient for this day. And we are going to pursue God's word. Amen. So let's go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, it's just so wonderful just to sit here. Whoo, to be in your will, to be in your presence, to seek your face, Lord God. Thank you. Have your way in us, Lord God. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you for enabling us to embrace change, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are, God. Thank you for the purpose that you have for our lives, Lord God. Father God, help us to be ye transformed and to renew our minds so that we can prove what is that good and pleasing and acceptable will, Lord God. We give you our hearts, Lord. We give you our hands. We give you our feet. We give you our mouths. We give you our intentions, our motives, God. We give you our desires. We give you our thoughts. We give you our will, God. We give it over unto you, Lord Jesus. And we commend it into your hands that you will have your way in our lives. We love you and we praise you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, Terry. How are you? It is such a wonderful, blessed day, and it is so very good to see you this morning. Amen. I just feel like I'm cheesing. I don't want my cheeks to get stuck together because I'm just like, oh my God, you are so good, Lord, and you are worthy to be praised. Okay, I am just smiling this morning. Not on my own, but the joy of the Lord is my strength, and weeping may endure for a night, amen, but joy comes in the morning. I think it's been about 48 hours since a sister have cried. I was on a 2-week crying spree, amen. There's a time and a season for everything under the sun, amen. The word of God says there is a time to weep and there is a time to laugh, amen. And I experienced a time of weeping earlier this month. It's only the 20th of the month, Lord Jesus, yes. But praise God. Amen. Yes, Terry, happy in the Lord, because it is all Him, a testament that He will turn things around. Amen. Woo! It only endures for a moment. Amen. How many of us can testify that we may weep for a moment? But joy comes in the morning. Amen. There is a time for weeping and a time to laugh. Amen. All right, y'all. So Rhonda says those ugly cries have deliverance attached. I know that's right, child. Yes and yes and yes. Whoo. They are free in the Lord. Those that He has set free are free indeed. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right, so let's start off with some key phrases. Amen. Our first key phrase is time is of the essence. Go ahead and put that in the chat. Put that in the comments. Amen. Time is of the essence. So let's get right into the devotional. During this inaugural week, okay, yes, it is day 7. We have been going 7 days strong with the ministry, the podcast, the message. I don't even know what category to put it in. God's will. I don't know, child. I just know that it is named God Resilient. I don't know if it's a movement. I don't know if it's a business. I have no idea. I just know that this is the inaugural week of God Resilient. And all week, we've been discussing the topic of embracing change. Amen. We looked at the transition in our lives through a nature's lens. Amen. As plants flourish near flowing streams, and as oak trees planted by God, we display his glory. Amen. My God. And we declare that with God and God alone, we are God resilient. We cannot flourish without God. We don't plant ourselves, and if we do, we may find ourselves being quickly uprooted. Amen. Especially those who declare the name of Jesus. We think we're gonna go and plant ourselves somewhere, and then we find ourselves in a rude awakening. Amen. That God is the planter. God the Father is the vine dresser. Amen. He is the husbandman. Amen. Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches, and we are to remain connected to the vine, Jesus, and we are the branch of the Lord. Amen. Planted by him, the work of his hands. Amen. So don't us go finding ourselves planting ourselves anywhere. Amen. Because the husbandman will uproot us and plant us where he wants us. Amen. And we want to stay connected to the vine. Ah, Terry, yes, that's good. Terry says, amen, because I planted myself in quicksand. Child, you ain't never lied, honey. Okay, tell the truth and shame the devil. Whenever we go wanting to plant ourselves somewhere, child, we find ourselves in quicksand, sinking deeply and quickly. Amen. God bless you, Elise. It is so wonderful to see you this morning. Amen. I pray that your night was beautiful. Terry says, but God. I know that's right, child. And Elise says, sometimes I plant myself into the mud. Yes, honey. Yes. In the miry clay. Mm-mm. Yes. But God. Amen. But God and God alone, we declare God resilient. Well, Terry, you tell your husband, Gil, that I said good morning. God bless you, man of God. Amen. So time is of the essence. Time is of the essence. We are very familiar with that adage. Amen. However, when we look at that adage from a biblical perspective, it can imply that God's people must seek his help. But what do we need to seek his help for? Because we need to recognize, and this is our next key phrase, and I would like for you to type it. Right moment of action. Not just the right action, but the right moment of action. Time is of the essence, and the right moment of action. It may be God's will, but is it God's timing? Amen. Thank you, Elise. Right moment of action. We need to ask God to give us discernment and to recognize when is the right moment to move. When is the right moment to speak? When is the right moment to move forward? What is the right moment of action? A lot of times we're seeking God for the right action, but we need to add to that. We need to go deeper. What is the right moment? Because a lot of times we know what to do. We just don't know when to do it. Some of us may say we don't know how to do it. But sometimes, if you wait for the right moment, the how to will come to you. If you wait for the right moment, God will already have the person in place to show you the right action or the how to. Time is of the essence. So in addition to seeking God for the right moment of action, we as God's people must seek God for Him to help us recognize the brevity of life. Now, even I had to look up this word brevity. I'm like, I know I'm familiar with that word. But what does it mean in this context? Amen. And it means the shortness of time. When someone has brevity of speech, they are very concise with their words. They get straight to the point. Brevity of speech. And actually, there is a proverb that's in one of Shakespeare's plays. It says, the brevity of words is like the wit of the soul. So, something to that, you know, that extent. Like the brevity of life displays the wit of the soul. Or the brevity of words displays the wit of the soul. The more short and concise you are with your words shows a level of intellect and clarity. That's the brevity of words. But the brevity of life is the shortness of time. And we can go in so many directions here because we want God to help us recognize the right moment of action, but also the brevity of life, the shortness of time that we have. Amen? And that's not to cause anxiety. We are not to take a look at the brevity of life as if we are running out of time. And in some instance, yes, we are, but it's not supposed to evoke anxiety. You're not supposed to, you know, take that as the opportunity to go full speed ahead. Amen. God bless you, Iris. It's so wonderful to see you this morning. No. As men and women of God who understand that our times and seasons are in God's hand, and that there are windows of opportunity that God allows, and that seasons change, amen, we want to recognize the brevity of life, the brevity of the season, the brevity of the moment, because nothing lasts always. Amen. We need God to help us recognize it. As we are embracing change, just think about 2023. Yes, it is the same 24 hours a day, the same 7 days a week, the same 4 weeks in a month, the same 12 months in a year. But my God, didn't it go by fast? It appeared to be short. And here we are, January 20th, 2024. A new year, a new month, a new season, a new day, a new hour, a new minute, a new moment, a new devotional. God resilient. I remember just a couple of weeks ago, we were manifesting gratitude for everything that God did in 2023. Every Wednesday in the month of December, we manifested gratitude on YouTube Live and Instagram Live. Excuse me, on Facebook Live and Instagram Live. Looking at all the blessings of the Lord that He bestowed upon our lives in 2023. And it is already the 20th day in 2024. Time is of the essence, and we must recognize the brevity of life and the brevity of the moments and the brevity of the season. My God. Yes, Terry, Ecclesiastes 3 tells us there is a time for everything. Yes, Terry, I think you were there right along with us manifesting gratitude. Amen. We also had a gratitude Tuesdays or gratitude Thursdays that we were doing as a part of the iteration process and seeking God on what to do. Terry was my co-host for Thankful Tuesdays, I think it was. Amen. The third thing that we need to seek God for in helping us recognize where we are is the kairos timing of God. The right moment of action, the brevity of life, and the kairos timing of God. This reminds us of the anointing of the sons of Issachar. They recognized the times and the seasons of the Lord. We can ask the Lord for the anointing of the sons of Issachar. God, you bless a particular tribe with this particular anointing and this particular gifting. It was the sons of Issachar, the tribe of Issachar. They had the anointing to recognize the times and the seasons of the Lord. We can ask God to do the same thing for us, to help us recognize the right moment of action, the brevity of life, and His kairos timing. Amen. We need that in this season. Time is of the essence, but not the way we have known it from a worldly perspective. But time is of the essence because it belongs to God. Time is a created thing. Amen. Time is on our side. We have to shift our perspective. Not that we are running out of time, but that we can use time when we get the right perspective of time. When we understand that time is submitted to God Almighty. Amen. That time is obeying God. Amen. Terry says, Lord, help me recognize the right time in accordance to your will. Yes, Terry, I get into agreement with you for that prayer. Now is the time. But you may ask me, like, okay, you just said time is of the essence. You just said that we need to seek God to help us recognize these aspects of time. But now you're saying time, now is the time. Now is the time to trust God. Lord have mercy. Amen. Now is the time to trust God. Now is the time to embrace change. And this is our third key phrase that I would like for you to put in the comments or the chat. Now is the time to activate the fruit of patience. Oh my God. Activate the fruit of patience. That is what time it is. It's God. His will, His way, His word, by His divine power and His glory. That's it. God has new opportunities in store for us. Just imagine the shift that occurred this year alone. With God resilient. That is a testament that when we can shift with the shift, that when we can submit to God, when we make Him the God guide of our lives. It was just last Saturday, 7 days ago, that we got into agreement that we will have a God-directed day, that we will not have the self-directed God tour, but that we will have the God-directed tour for our lives. That was just 7 days ago. And look at what God has done in 7 days. You're not telling me that time is of the essence. You're not telling me that we should not be paying attention and recognizing the right moment of action, the brevity of life, and the kairos timing of God. Time is of the essence, and now is the time to trust God, to embrace change, and to activate the fruit of patience, because God has some things in store for you in 2024. Amen. So the shift is, we no longer act quickly, we act rightly. Oh my God. We are shifting from acting quickly to acting rightly. Amen. That is what God wants us to do. And not all of us act quickly. I'm not saying that, you know, this is a blanket statement across the board. However, the next time you want to move forward, because the next opportunity that comes, the next thing that comes your way, amen, you want to have a shift in perspective from acting quickly to acting rightly. Amen. God is good, and He is forever to be praised. And glory is due His name. Amen. God. Man. He is worthy. This is like a Selah moment. It's been 7 days. It doesn't even feel like 7 days ago. We were in Jesus' calling. God gave us the challenge. He presented an opportunity for us to let Him guide our day, to let our days be adventurous, because He had miracles and blessings in store for us if we trust Him, if we believed in Him. If we let go and relinquish power and control over our lives, look at what God did when we said yes. when we humbled ourselves, when we lifted up our hands, when we submitted our hearts, when we casted it upon the Lord. Look at what God did. Terry said, shifting in progress. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. He is worthy of our praise. Woo! My God. My God, to see his glory. To put him to the test. To say yes. And leave everything up to him. We said yes, and he did the rest. Amen. Our job is to say yes. He will do the rest. And he is faithful and true. And he will not fail us. He will not fail you. If you say yes. If you say yes. Get a yes in your spirit. Get a yes in your heart. Get a yes in your mind. Get a yes in your belief system. Say yes to his word. Say yes to his way. Say yes to his timing. Amen. He is faithful. He is faithful. My God. Rhonda says, God always keeps his word. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is God. Let's pursue God's word. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 7. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 7. And as you know, I read in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. And the word of God states, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you at the proper time. Amen. Casting all your cares on him because he cares about you. Thank you, Terry, for putting 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 7 in the chat. Amen. Thank you, Elise. I am telling you, if you humble yourself under God's mighty hand, he will do it. He will exalt you at the proper time. This is, time is of the essence, but not the way the world sees it. At God's time, at the proper time. At the correct time, at the Kairos time, our job is to cast all of our cares on him, to activate that fruit of patience. When you activate that fruit of patience, you're constantly casting your cares on him. Because anxiety may creep in. Fear may creep in. Certain things may creep in. Bitterness, anger, envy, I don't know. When you cast it on him, he cares about you. Yes, Elise. All of our cares, all of our concerns, the how, the who, the what, the wherewithal, the finances, all of that. God already has it figured out. He is like already under control. Is like the answer is already there. We just have to cast our cares and our concerns upon Him. And we must know that He cares about us. He cares about your fears. He cares about your husband. He cares about your children. He cares about your finances. He cares about your physical body. He cares about your broken heart. He cares about your doubt. He cares about every aspect of your life. He cares about it and He has it under control. Elise says it is done through prayer. Amen. Elise also says that so we must continue to pray to God at all times. Yes, the word of God tells us in 1 Thessalonians that we are to pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Always in communication with God. Always asking for His help. Always asking for His direction. Always asking for His peace. Always asking for His light, His revelation, His word, His protection, His provision, His leading, His guiding, His truth. Amen. His righteousness, His joy, His peace, His love, His patience, His goodness, His faithfulness, His meekness, His temperance, His Holy Spirit. Amen. His glory, His blood, His redemptive power, His saving power, His saving grace. Amen. Woo! Amen, Rhonda. Rhonda says, I surrender to His care instead of handling my business without Him. I know that's right, child. Because I'm handling my business, minding my business, doing what I need to do, taking care of myself, running my business. Oh my gosh, yes. Woo! And it's a everyday, moment by moment challenge. Moment by moment to surrender. I can't even think about surrendering the whole day. I got to surrender the next moment. What am I going to do next, God? Where am I going to go next, Lord? Because time is of the essence. I want to do the right thing at the right moment with the right spirit, with the right attitude, with the right motives, with the right talk, with the right people, the right conversation, the right attitude, the right belief system. The right intentions and motives. My God. Shifting from acting rightly, you know? I mean, shifting from acting quickly to acting rightly. Elise says, we must remember the devil is like a roaring lion seeking to whom he can devour. Amen. Amen. That's actually the very next scripture. 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 8. Amen. Amen. When we submit unto the Lord, when we humble ourselves, when we resist the devil, when we stand firm in our faith, amen, He will flee from us. Amen. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And may God honor each and every one of your time that you get on with me. Whether you get on right during the live recordings or you come back and you review it later. Because you are seeking, may you find. Because you are knocking, may the door be open. Amen. May God bless your faithfulness and your commitment, not to me, but to his word. That you thought it not robbery to spend almost an hour just every morning in his presence, fellowshipping with the saints, encouraging one another, strengthening one another, praying for one another, sharing his word, giving him praise. May God bless you. May God keep you for your faithfulness to him, his word, his way. Amen. Let's turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 2. My God. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And the word of God states, do not be conformed to this age, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is good, pleasing, and the perfect will of God. Amen. Thank you, Terry and Elise. Amen. If we're going to embrace change, if we're going to understand that time is of the essence, if we are going to seek God for the brevity of life, the right moments of action, and his kairos timing, then we need to be renewed in our minds. We need to shift from the way the world sees things, shift from the way the world does things, amen, shift from the world's perspective about timing, because we want to be able to prove and to discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. Amen, Dr. William Webb IV, thank you. He says, shift. Amen. Yes, we must shift. We must embrace this change. Whatever that change is in your life, embrace it. And shift with the shift. I remember that was one of my sayings. That was actually a message I preached. And then that saying just stayed with me. Shift with the shift. Because when we don't shift, when God shifts, honey, we make things difficult for ourselves. But we got to shift with the shift. We have to embrace the change. Amen. Whoo, y'all. God is good. God is good. And he is forever to be praised. Amen. Forever to be praised. Yes. William Webb IV, shift when God shifts, because the seasons change and we must ask God for the discernment to know when he is shifting so that we can shift right along with him. Amen. We love the Lord. We worship the Lord. We honor the Lord. We humble ourselves before the Lord. We submit our lives unto the Lord. He is our master. He is our savior. He is Lord. Amen. He is forever to be praised. Amen. Thank God, at least forever to be praised. He is God. Whew. That's all we have, y'all. Amen. 7 whole days. Hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God. I thank him. I thank him. I love him. I love him. And I worship him. He and he alone is worthy of our praise. And he inhabits the praises of his people. Praise the Lord today and be in his presence. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And we will be right back here, God willing. Amen. 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. YouTube Live. Facebook Live and recording the podcast live. Mwah. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.